Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nanga def. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Greetings, greetings. God with you all. So glad to be here today with you on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And today is Mexican Independence Day. So I am dressed in my scarf, my dress of my Mexican independence heritage. Yes, we are all part of everything. So know that in our travels, we are all part of the world. So today, as you move around with Deborah, we're going to talk about the English language as we know it and the American dollar as we know it, relating to when we travel. You know, our language and our dollar is popular. That's all we know pretty much until we begin our travels of going around the world. But, you know, when you start traveling worldwide, many times as you travel to other countries, there are two questions that are repeatedly asked. How much is that? What did you say? What does that mean? And you don't have to be a financial genius or a linguist when traveling abroad to understand. A lot of times now, in the circles that you can travel in, the most commercial circles that you travel in when traveling abroad, there is English that is spoken. There are American dollars that are accepted. There are some challenges to that, and we'll talk about that a little bit further as we go into the program. for today. But I want you to make sure that you are as prepared as possible when you travel. You need to have some skills in navigating the world, and it's okay to know it. Just as we have our opening and our closing of this program each and every day, because we're here with you each and every day, we share with you how to say hello and goodbye in many different languages. So this is one of the things to help teach you in your education of travel. And you say education of travel. Yes. Travel is one of the best educational tools there are. Actually, traveling is an investment in bettering yourself, and an opportunity to increase the education that you are providing to your children, the education beyond the classroom, the education even before they reach school age. I would say that going to school for the children provides them social skills, but their education should have began way before it was time for you to put them in school. So we're glad to have you here today. I want you to make sure, as always, whenever you come into the room, no matter what it is, if you're there, it's of interest to you. So if it's of interest to you, you may have some questions or concerns. There may be something said that will trigger a thought. A positive motion may set you on your trajectory to change your whole lifestyle. So have that pencil and paper available and share the information with others. We here at the Female Solution, if you miss any of our broadcasts that are here every day, you can certainly go to our archive and review them. That's at blogtalkradio.com/ the-female-solution. And you can see our broadcast, and I encourage you to go back. I mean, this week alone was so impactful as far as people going through challenges, I mean serious challenges, you know, and you may think, oh my God, why would they go through that? What are they doing? But folks are looking for help, and being silent is a thing of the past. You must reach out, and if we have found that if there is one or two folks going through a particular challenge or an experience, there are many, many more. And some that they don't know how to approach anybody to get help. They don't know who to approach to get help. And, you know, some of them only have their friends and associates, and we know how associates are giving their own judgments. I want to give you a tidbit, which is kind of going off course. A lot of times when people come to you in confidence and they want to talk about something, they want to talk. They don't necessarily want your opinion of what you would do, because you can't really say what you would do until you're in that same particular situation at that time. So be aware of how you respond to people. And don't forget, we have a crisis hotline. I want to state this each and every time I come to you. This is a hotline that you can either call, text, or chat. And it's a short number. You know how you call for emergency 911? Well, this number is 988. It is primarily for the United States. Hopefully, it could be international at some point. But remember that, 988. And if you have some type of public forum, repeat it, 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. This is a lifeline. Please share it. You never know who may be in need of it. Again, we're celebrating Mexican Independence Day. So I want to talk briefly about the news. You know, this is an informational broadcast, and we come to you each and every third Saturday here at Move Around with Deborah, and we want to share with you impactful information and give you tools in how to travel and travel effectively. Remember, travel is an investment, and it's an investment in your time, in your life, in your world. So we want to give you, and we want to be clever about it. You know, whenever you go to the news, what do you get? Traffic, weather, and hot topics. So just briefly, with the traffic, call ahead. Call ahead. Arrive early. Project yourself to arrive early. Don't wait till the last minute saying, oh, I think I can get there, because you never know in your travels what could hold you up. I mean, you could leave your home and get to the corner, and there was a water main break, and you have to divert, and the diversion will take you 5-10 minutes out of your way. And we know sometimes in rush hour traffic, if you've ever experienced rush hour traffic in a major city, leaving your home 5 or 10 minutes later could add on an hour, hour and a half to your travel time. So prepare yourself. Leave early. I'm going to talk to you about the advantages of leave it early and what you can do for your time when you arrive somewhere early. Because even though they say check-in time is at 3 o'clock, you never know what opportunities may be available if you arrive a little earlier. All you can do is ask. And if you have 10 or 12 bags, because we're not quite sure how to pack yet, so we pack so many bags. Sometimes if you can't check into your room or you can't check into your flight area, which they give you a great flexibility when you're flying, but you can always store your luggage and experience the area. Yes, yes. If you just got off the road, you can go get your car washed. Because we know how traveling up and down the road, how that car can really get kind of buggish. So, yeah, arrive early. And another thing that you always, always have to carry is your patience. Carry your patience all the time, even if you're not traveling. Just waking up or going to sleep. Be patient. Sometimes we've got so much on our mind, we can't sleep, and we're just going back and forth, even though we turn off the television, we turn off the radio, we turn off Blog Talk Radio, the Female Solution show that we are archiving. You know, turn it off. But you may need a little help to meditate. Monday morning mindfulness host will share with you how to meditate. And that's Monday morning, 7 a.m. Central Time. So these are some things that you can do by carrying your patience. Because in a rush and being impatient only adds to your stress. And it does not solve anything. So I want you to be patient. Being aware of your surroundings, which is going to kind of couple with what I'm going into now is weather. My goodness, weather. Even without the climate change situation, you don't believe in climate change, that's okay. But believe that there are some weather anomalies going on around the world. For example, and you can always go to the Weather Channel or Doppler online. I tell you, Google is an awesome thing, Google or MSN or whatever your peripheral is. And it can provide for you what's going on in whatever area that you're looking up, whatever area you're interested in. So, I mean, right now there are typhoons going on near China, earthquakes, fires. We know about the fire. Can you imagine a fire that's going on in the West Coast? The smoke has traveled now into the Midwest, where it's grayish looking. That grayish looking sky is not necessarily because the sun isn't shining because of clouds. It's because of the smoke. And I'm not a meteorologist. This is something that I learned from the meteorologists on the television. So I can only imagine that they know what they're talking about. But that's what's going on now. That's China, around the world, over in the East. Now, in Mexico, I want to let you know that we're still in hurricane season. Even though we haven't heard of a lot of hurricanes this year yet, some years we're already into our R's and T's and whatnot at this time of the year. But right now, we've got two hurricanes stirring up. One just off the coast of Mexico, that's Hurricane Lester. Yes, so be aware of that. And then Fiona. Now, Fiona has been in the Caribbean for a couple of days now, and I'm a little concerned. I'm always concerned when a storm sits in a spot and is there for multiple days. I never will forget Katrina. Now, and Katrina is so impressive in my mind is because I was in New Orleans 5 days before Katrina actually hit. And we knew then that it was a storm out, 5 days. And some folks were getting out the best way they could. Some folks had to continue to work. They said they couldn't leave because they had to work. And they had family and they had to take care of. And we were travelers, so we, you know, got on out of there so not to take up any space of necessary folks. But that whenever a storm sits for a while, it's sitting. Now, we've had some storms and that have hit the coast. This rain that they're experiencing in California now is from a storm. Now, I can't remember what the storm was, what the hurricane name was, but that was on the Pacific coast, and it didn't hit, but it brought a lot of rain and wind. And that's what these storms do. So going into that, when there are storms of this nature and you're going to travel to a resort or something, pay attention. Remember we talked about in travel, call ahead. Make sure that the property that you're going to visit is still intact. Because sometimes we don't know, and sometimes when the property doesn't have communication, they can't tell you. They don't always know. That's why it's always good to hire a travel advisor. Yes. Why not? There's nothing wrong with someone that you hire to advise you on your travel. I mean, this is not a place that you're particularly, should keep up with that, should know that you were going to travel to Cancun and the hotel you were going to travel to is closed down because of storm damage or any other kind of damage. So that's something that you need to have on your Rolodex is a travel advisor. I mean, you know how to count your money, I hope, but you still have an accountant if you're running a business, or you still go to H&R Block if you just, you know, and no, H&R Block is not paying me, so. but these are things you prepare yourself. So travel advisors, they study. They study on the travel. They study on what's going on. I am a travel advisor because I study, but I am more so in the media aspect of travel because I want to be able to share with you a plethora of information about travel. So the focus is on many things. And that being said, you can always email me at Deborah.TheFemaleSolution@gmail.com if you have any questions or concerns about travel. And if you're looking for a good travel advisor, I could probably direct you in the way of a professional or someone who is a specific in that niche. Yes, I could do that for you. And one more thing I want to talk about in the weather before we prepare to move on to our main topics today. Again, our main topics today are finance, you know, how to count your money, and how to speak the language in other areas as we travel. But I noticed, I said there weather anomaly is going on all over. In London, we know we're having this big event. In London, there's a big event there. The Queen, who has been the Queen for 70 years, 96 years old, has passed on. And we are having knowledge of folks that are standing in line just to pass by the casket, the closed casket. And I said to myself, these people are in the rain and the cold because it's like 7 degrees Celsius, which equates to like 44 degrees Fahrenheit that we're familiar with. And they're just standing there. Some of them have chairs. Oh, tidbit. Here's a good segue for a chair vendor to be out there renting chairs. And as they get up to the, because they can't take the chair in as they walk through the casket, past casket, but they can rent the chairs at the end of the line and collect them before they go through. Okay, yeah. So anyway, they are standing, and I'm like, why are people standing out 25, 24 hours just to walk past a casket, a full casket? And then I thought to myself, well, you know, who am I to judge these people? They're doing it because of a couple of reasons. But the primary reason is respect and honor. Respect and honor. Now, even though the country is primarily ruled in a democratic society, the monarch still has some power with the pomps and the circumstance that they're going through. But the respect and honor. And then I see that when we go and we want to respect, we have a lack of respect. We don't honor our people. And this is why these folks are standing in line, because they're honoring the memory and the works of the lifestyle and the life that this woman has provided for the people of London. And the people are traveling from all over the world just to do this. So there's not just the people of part of the monarch. Of course, the monarch reaches all around the world. Yeah, Barbados just annexed themselves. Jamaica is still part of the monarch of the British rule. Yes, you didn't know that, did you? Oh, we need to talk about that a little bit too. But that's why. So in saying that, I want to say respect and honor. So we should begin to respect and honor our people. Grand rising to you too, Zelda. Beautiful queen, you're enjoying nature. Ah, Vegas. Oh, Vegas. We're going to do a whole show on Vegas only. Looking forward to it. Enjoy yourself, Zelda. I know Vegas is, the entertainment capital of the world. Yes. If you haven't been to Vegas, Vegas is not just about gamble. Trust and believe. So good to know that you're not alone, especially when having any kind of challenges. Let it out. Keeping it to yourself can cause serious health challenges. Yes. As I was just talking about again, what we talked about earlier, you got to open up. You got to share. Come to the Female Solution each and every day, and there's some opportunity there for you to hear maybe some kind of relief in your challenge, or maybe you could talk to us, you know, anonymously and get that question answered. Thank you. Yes. It's a wonderful day. So, yeah, we want you to be your best you can be as you navigate life here being a citizen of the world. Yes. And that being said, being a citizen, these folks are standing in line over many hours for respect and honor, then I think that you could stand in line for a little while to vote, even if you're voting for yourself. But I want your vote to be purposeful. So, yes, you can vote for yourself. You can write your name in there. You can write anybody's name in there. I found that you can write an opposing party's name on the ballot if you'd like. That's your choice. But vote. If you got to stand in line, vote. There are many ways that you can vote without standing in line in the United States, in most areas of the United States. So, take advantage of that. The vote is going on in various areas across the country. And then there's still a vote that's going to happen next year, early next year in February. So take advantage of your rights and vote. And if you don't like what's going on, you think you could do better, you want to be written in, then learn the discipline of what you have to do to put yourself in that position to have somebody vote for you. So it is a wonderful thing. Like I say, I want you to prepare yourself. I want you to get your pencil and paper ready and available because I know you're going to have some questions. There are some things that you need to know while you're traveling with communication and your money. And that's what it's all about. Remember we said in the beginning, traveling is an investment in bettering yourself and those you are responsible for. So I am definitely glad to be here. And it's about time for our first commercial. You know, if you have anything that you want to promote on my show as you move around with Deborah, certainly, again, give us a call or give us an email. Give me an email at Deborah.thefemalesolution gmail.com. And also, if you want to come in and chime in and give some statements or questions or concerns, give us a call right now at 515-605-9325. That's 515-605-9325. Give us a call. Press 1 to come into the queue so we can talk to you about the topic of today. Zelda also says, thank God we have you as our travel advisor. Thank you very much. I love you. Be safe in your travels out there. And here's our executive producer, Naima. Yes. We welcome you to the show, Naima.
Yes.
Thank you for being here. You're
yes.
looking beautiful as always.
Oh, you know, I'm just trying to keep up with you, you know. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm just coming back from, I'd love to be able to say I'm just coming back from Korea, but actually I'm coming back from a virtual visit.
This is the same as well.
It's the same, but we are celebrating the 8th commemoration of the founding of Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light, and its World Alliance of Religions for Peace. And this, the Global Peace Conference that was held 8 years ago was the beginning of a whole world movement toward the ending of war. And so this year, we're celebrating 8 years of Chairman Man Hee Lee, who is a war veteran of the Korean War and was driven to create a document that could be taken across the world and signed by world leaders. And it's a set of principles that each country is agreeing to follow so that we never again settle our differences through war. So I'm coming back from that great commemoration. It's actually still going on. We might be able to even share a little bit of it with our viewing audience, and I can maybe even share some of my experiences traveling to Korea several times.
Yes.
And what that was like, and even the wonderful experience of having a daughter that lived in Korea and spoke the language, and what that cultural experience was like. But, of course, we've got to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. And
all right.
More with Move Around with Deborah. We'll be right back. So stay with us.
Stick and stay. Don't go away.
Be right back.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Move Around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Wherever we go, but there are some essential tips
for communicating. And this list of tips was put together, it says specifically for travel, but I think it is for as you navigate the world. Whenever you're talking to someone, just like you, Naima, have been to Korea today, you know, it was not physically, but yet and still you were there and you had to speak with someone in that part of the country and you had to be understood as well as they had to understand you. This is a two-way situation. I'm not just saying you are the one that is responsible, although ultimately you can only be the one responsible for who you are, what you do. But learn the basics.
Yeah.
I mean, just basic. You don't have to. There's an international language of smiling now that we can take our masks down. Although I had a clear mask. I had one of those masks or shields that I used to wear when I traveled in the airport because I had a mask and a shield. I was determined to travel. Okay.
Make sure you were prepared.
Exactly. But just to smile, that can save a life. We talk about navigating life and we don't know what a person is going through, so don't judge because they did not smile at you. Don't judge because they were short with their answer to you. You don't know what that person is going through. And
right.
I judge. There was a show that's on, you know, sometimes I have to digress from my everyday serious life. And I digressed, and I was looking at a show. Well, I heard about this show, P-Valley. And I'm like, I'm not going to look at nothing that crazy. You know, it's a stripper club in back in the country of Mississippi, in a poor area of Mississippi. And I'm like, I don't want to see no program about a strip club. Okay, me and my judgmental self again. But I happened to be somewhere, and they had it on. It was already the second season. And that episode was so impactful about the life that these people are living and what they have to go through and what they have to navigate. It is, you know, amazing. That's why I say you cannot judge what somebody does, why they do it, or who they're doing it to. You don't know. What is the woman that just in Iowa, she was 15 when she stabbed the man in his back over 20 times. Now, she was 15 when she did it. And she went to jail, and of course, you see, somebody got stabbed in their back, you know, that was premeditated murder. But that was before you heard the story that she was a sex trafficked person.
Yeah.
So now that she's 17, her trial is over, she got a very light sentence, like community time or something. It was very light. But because of the state of Iowa, she has to pay restitution to the person's family that she murdered. So they set up a GoFundMe, and the restitution cost was like $150,000. And the GoFundMe has already raised over $300,000. So, and this was just in the news last week.
Wow. You know,
you don't know what a person is going through. So smile. It may change a life.
It could change
your
life.
Respect.
Yeah. Well, Deborah, if I may, I'd like to try something with this 8th anniversary of the HWPL World Peace Summit. And they're talking a little bit about some of the things that we can do to change some of the things that are happening in our world, such as, I mean, we've got child trafficking and so forth. So what I'm going to try to do, see if I can bring in...
I'm recording in progress. Completely not. Let's not keep our ego or ignorance in between.
Okay.
This, you know, in between this good effort, this good cause. So, and we can do it.
Hold on, let me see.
So again, my message for everyone around the world, for HWPL, let's not going to go wasted, and let's stay together and let's spread this message to everyone around our surroundings in our capacity. Whatever, wherever we are, you know, word of mouth, we can talk to people, we can share this message to everyone. And so I think that's what I think, to take a initiation, like take a step to move forward. Let's not just keep it up to us, you know. So it's spread the message to as much as we can.
Let me see if I can share this.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing, Dr. Farina. Let's give her a round of applause.
Thank you.
And just as you said, it even just takes a step. Right?
Yeah.
Even if for us it may not seem like it's enough, but that is our own thought. That is what we may think. But it always just takes that first step. And if we unite as one, then we can surely work together to bring about that peaceful world that everyone desires. So I hope that everybody will follow in your message, Dr. Farina. And I would like for everyone to give her another round of applause. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to welcome up another leader. Do we have another volunteer who would like to answer the question? How can we make peace a sustainable foundation in our community today?
Yes.
And if you would like to please make yourself known, for I cannot see everybody at the same time. Oh, Miss Nick, please do. I'm sorry, I could not see your hand at first. But yes, please, I welcome you. Let's give her a round of applause.
Yes, good afternoon.
Okay, we'll unmute you in just a second, too.
All right, here we go.
There you go.
Yes, okay. Am I unmuted now?
Let me try
unmute myself. Okay, is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I want to make sure I don't create an echo. We've joined. We have a global radio show every Saturday morning at noon, and our host for the third Saturday is Miss Deborah Smith, who's a travel agent, and she has been talking about when you travel abroad, getting an opportunity to learn to speak the language. She's with us now. If you can see her, you probably can't see her on your screen, but I have her on my screen. And she can, of course, hear the proceedings. And we wanted to share this eighth annual, this celebration of the HWPL World Peace Summit, because I was sharing with our listening audience the times that I've gone to Korea for these peace summits, how profound it was. And then having a daughter who was living in South Korea at the time. And one of the things that was significant is that my daughter speaks Korean fluently. And I think many times when people interact because they don't get to know the language of each other and they miscommunicate, sometimes we may even disrespect people who are of another language, rather than us getting to know some basic words of greeting. And our host, Deborah, just was pointing out that this is, what is it, Mexican-American Day? Mexican Independence Day. And, you know, there are many Spanish-speaking people in America, and yet there are many Americans who resent the fact that some of them may not speak English well. So one of the things when we say how can we make peace a sustainable foundation in our community today, I think one of the things is if we respect people's language enough to learn different words of greeting. That's one of the things we do on our show. At the beginning of every show, we greet people in 16 different languages. But at least respecting people's native tongue enough to learn some basic words like please and thank you. And we say thank you at the end of each show, so if you can learn how to say thank you in 16 different languages. But I think because America has so much of a diverse population and there's a lot of resentment, right now in the air toward immigrants who, many of them are fleeing war-torn countries, like you just got through showing the videos on war. And we have to have some compassion for people who need to have a way out. If they don't want to participate in being killed, they should be able to come to some place where it's safe. So if we can be more empathetic toward people who need a safe place to come and to flee when they're being attacked, if we can be more hospitable as Americans and learn some words of greeting in other people's language, if we can have a little more patience when things may be disrupted in our midst with immigrants coming, because people are trying to stay alive, and when they've got to flee from a place where their homes are being destroyed, we should be able to be hospitable enough to welcome them in and not accuse them of taking jobs, because usually the jobs that people take when they immigrate are jobs nobody wants anyway, the lowest paying jobs. So let us at least be empathetic to people who need to leave their homes and everything they have and even maybe family members behind so that they can come to a place where it's safe, and let us welcome them and provide a home if they need it, because truly the whole globe is everybody's home and we should be able to share.
Thank you so much, Ms. Nemo. Let's give her a round of applause. Thank you for sharing. Dr. Perino, we'll continue in just a second, but just to, I just wanted to compliment on the words that Ms. Nemo was saying. So showing our neighbors, our worldly neighbors, right, empathy, understanding their situation, and being able to show them the act of kindness and love by offering them something, or be able to show them that, hey, there is a peaceful world out there you may be fighting for even your very lives, right? But are people in this world that do love you too, and also fighting for a world of peace. So thank you, Ms. Nina. And Dr. Prana, we'll shoot it over to you.
Thank you for giving me the chance again. I'm sharing what I always feel, that in this busy world where everybody, we are busy, right? So our availability is very, very important. You know, if we are available, now these days no one is available for, even the family members are so busy that they don't have time to talk. So here I'm going to say that I'm always available if anyone to come share anything or come to me, or I'm always available for them. So availability is very, very important. It does take a call. Sometimes we just need somebody to share. So when we listen to others, we're not always like giving advice, but sometimes we just share, right? By sharing also is a very like peaceful. So I think availability is very important. So I feel that's a way of respect, another way of respecting others, right? So, and when we are together, we celebrate their really culture, we celebrate their festivals, when we pray together, when we eat together. So these are the things which keeps, you know, it brings us together. So that's what I always feel, let me do some things, let's get together, invite everybody, and let's have all our cultural and traditional dresses, and we share food and, you know, prayers and everything. So I think availability is very, very important. And we are all available for each other. I do feel is always there, you know. I know Miss Jessica and our guard is, the Shane is always available. All of you are available. So I think that's just like I do PL, and, you know, it's the message is always for the world. So we as a spiritual leader, we as a member of HWPL, always available for this world. So I think that's very important. And that's what I wanted to spread the message to the community for the peace, that let's get together. Let's get together. If they like to have food together, let's do that. If they like to dance together, let's do that. If they wanted to sing together, let's do that. So all these activities, they will connect us together. Yes, I'm always there for everybody, for the peace, for love. Thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you, Dr. Prina. Let's give her another round of applause. I just want to say, you said it now, you make yourself available, so HWPL will be calling you.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And, singing, dancing, and eating prior to COVID-19, actually HWPL has hosted different events, and yes, we have actually gotten a chance to eat as one together before as well. So we're looking forward to many, many pleasant times like those in the future, hopefully soon in the days to come. But I will also ask everyone in the Zoom chat right now to also take the words that Dr. Karina was saying. Please take them to heart. And to make yourself available to hear your neighbor out, even showing people within your community that love, you can be that light within your community. You can be that example. And to also make yourself available for the work of peace as well. Hey, how can I help? How can I introduce HWPL to my community? How can we put forth this work so that we can achieve that world that we are searching for, the one we are trying to build, a world of peace and happiness and respect and harmony? So thank you so much for our two speakers for today. I would like to ask, do we have time for one more? Yeah, I think we have time for one more question to be answered. It's the same question, but I'd like for, do I have a volunteer who would like to share? I cannot see you all at once, but if you would like to make yourself known, please do so. Mr. Washington, I see the hand raised. You have the floor, my friend.
Everyone, it's good to see you once again for this amazing day that the world should be aware that the world is not changing, that God is trying to bring this world under his leadership. The Bible says that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. That's why HWPA is so, so important, and world peace is so important at this time, because that leadership has to be removed. And God has to take control at this point. So how do we bring peace? Dr. Perina posted it very well. You know, in my Christian perspective, we come from, there's something called evangelization, evangelizing. You can use that same technique with HWPL. In your community, introduce HWPL. Introduce the world peace to your community. Go to your local area as leaders and talk to other leaders about this particular event and let people come and attend and see it and hear it with their own eyes and ears what HWPL and the World Peace is doing at this time. By us not telling community or police officers, the court, as we watched the video, we saw the chairman, even in the court, went to the court and was given a gavel. Right? Every institution has to be aware of this. Why? Because I'm coming from a Christian perspective. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through, I believe, 7, it said the whole government will be on his shoulder. Right? That's why every institution is not off limits. Government institution, schools, universities, they must be made known about this particular event. And that's how you bring peace to your community. Even as a local leader, also introduce that. Let them come and see it so that they can be aware that this changes is taking place around the world. We can give every money. We can go to food pantry and deliver to people. Or those things are temporary. But God's vision, it was meant for everlasting peace. So by introducing HWPL, or world peace, you are taking on an everlasting peace movement that a community will forever be safe and peaceful. And that's how it's going to work. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Let's give him a round of applause. Thank you, Minister Washington, for your kind words. And also, just a key point that I'd like to hit on from what you said, it does take many people. It does take the help of the leaders and as well as those who may not be leaders, but you are still striving for that peace. So it does take a little bit of networking, right? So leaders, I do call upon you. I plead with you, please get with those who are in your communities, the leaders of your communities, and then introduce them to HWPL and host meetings. Hey, how can we implement HWPL within our communities? How can we give peace educations within our schools and teach our kids so that we can strive to fight for that world that we are creating? But it cannot be created if we do not all act as one. I just want to thank you so much for sharing those kind words. So with that, I believe we are out of time for Q&A today. So we, at this time, we'll come to a close. But before that, I wanted to give a couple of announcements for HWTL. Please continue to attend the work dialogues that are hosted every month. And they are a great time. We go deep within everyone's scriptures. Everybody gets a bit of time to talk. And it is great to be able to unify in that way and to gather as such. I also encourage media to reach out for us, the media representatives, and we'll be available to you. And also, if you need the email or any phone numbers like that, they will also be made available to you as well. Also, if you would like to become a member of HWTL, you can do so on the website as well as showing support for the DPTW through the website as well, hwtl.kr. So thank you, everyone, once again for coming. Let us come to a close here. We'll now come to bring this time to close. I would like to once again thank you all for coming and for celebrating the work of peace. I encourage everyone to get with their HWTL contacts and ask how you can play an active role in the work of peace and how HWTL can work with you and your community. In a world where there is no peace, there must be one person that will take action. We must have a unified heart to bring about a world of light, hope, love, and peace. Let us work together to bring an end to wars and to educate our communities about the work of peace. We should not make a world of death, but a world of peace, peace that will last for generations to come. If we truly love the people within our communities, then we should put forth actions that will achieve a peaceful world for people to live and thrive. Let us become one. Let us work as one. We are what? We are one. All right, that's the end of our time today. Everyone, have a good day. And I hope to see you all next time in the dialogue and in the events to come. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day, everyone. Have a good weekend. Love you all. Have you all have a good weekend. Thank you. And that was a bit of the HWPL.
Yes. Some of the words that we had spoken about already, respect, sharing, spreading the word, coming together.
Yeah.
We're all on the same accord, so it's good to hear repetitive encouragement from, you know, like folks from Korea.
Yes, yes.
And other parts of the world.
Yeah.
That we're on that call. So
we're as we continue to share the thought, we see that other people are also on the same page, as you say, and so that means we're going to see the change in our lifetime. In our lifetime, we're going to see it manifest because people are
thinking.
Yeah,
let's get that snowball larger and larger.
That's right. Get that snowball rolling larger and larger and larger. So we got to take one quick break, and we'll be right back. And, of course, you are watching and listening to Move Around with Deborah.
Oh, we got some juicy stuff. We got a couple of videos I wanted to share.
All right. We'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
They can stay. Don't go away.
All right.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
packs are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Imagine.
remember. I remember when I was in college and a couple of my friends from various African countries, I guess nobody told them how much the temperature changed. So I'd be walking across campus, and I run across a friend who was, you know, maybe from the Sudan or somewhere. And they were, it's snow outside because Nebraska, I went to school in Nebraska, it gets cold there, the snow,
oh, yes,
everything, you know, and it's in the middle of January, and this guy's walking across the campus with sandals on. I'm like, where are your clothes? I didn't know this gets this cold. And I'm thinking, nobody prepared you. I mean, what a disservice. And you never know. I mean, you never know.
No,
what people are told. I mean, and the clothes that you would buy in your home country where it never snows, maybe the average temperature is like 80 or something, you wouldn't even have snow boots. You know,
right.
You wouldn't have
sandals,
a fur coat.
You know, they barely wear shoes in some parts of the world.
Yeah. So
now they got sandals, okay. But you can't navigate, you know, look at the damage you're going to do to your feet,
ooh,
your body in that cold, trying to navigate, you know, that their briskness. So, yeah, prepare them, bring them. Oh, man, we've got home. We have empty homes on the block. As long as you're not out here chasing no chickens up and down the street. Okay. You're going
to
take care of the property. Okay, you know, I'd rather you take care of it than, you know,
say
whatever.
Abandoned and, you know, dilapidated,
exactly,
with nobody in it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what
you
should
have. Balls, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But and then they have take photographs. Photographs of where you've been, who you've seen. Now, you have to be careful with photographs because now everybody doesn't want to take their picture. You know, there's a legal aspect of when you're shooting. Your scene may be the part, but if a person is standing in the middle of your scene,
doing
they
something
may get
they didn't
offended.
Want anybody to see.
From her ad here. Yes, so you got to be careful when you take the pictures.
Yes.
And then we have translations. You got Babbel, you've got Google Translate, you know, even online, they'll ask you, you know, what language. And, of course, Spanish is one of the most frequently spoken other languages in the United States. So
it's
a lot of things where you can, you know, translated, and then say it again, repeat it.
And you know what I would advise, like if you're trying to say something and you want one of those devices to translate it, try to be as basic in your language as possible. You know, don't have a lot of complicated words, because if you have an electronic translator and they're going by the meaning of the word you say, and if it's a word that could have different meanings, it could get translated wrong. I mean, stuff has happened where, you know, a word that you meant was translated into something else, you know, and vice versa. Somebody's trying to say something and, you know, it gets translated into something that doesn't make any sense at all. And you're like, what? So
a lot of times there's other people around, and that person you may be speaking to is not real good on English, but there may be somebody else around that would help. I would suggest that you invite them into the conversation.
Well, that happened to me before. I was in China trying to use one of those machines, I think, to get because I was about to get on public transportation, and they had a machine that I was not familiar with on how to get the transportation card, you know, how to put the money in. I didn't know none of that. And a guy saw me struggling, and he didn't speak English, but he had one of those translation things on his phone, and so he's trying to pull it up, and, you know, and then he's trying to say to me what to do, but it didn't translate into words that made any sense, you know.
Okay.
And so he's looking around trying to find somebody, and he motions over somebody to try to get to help. And they spoke enough English to be able to show me how to, where to put the money in, you know, how to punch the destination I was going to in order to get the right ticket that I needed to get on the train. But, you know, he tried, and I really appreciate it. He was trying, but what he needed to say, he couldn't quite make the program explain it in a way that I could understand. So he had to, you know, get a person. But, you know, I do appreciate the fact that he did stop to really try to help me. And that happened a lot when I was in China. People would try to help. You know, if they see you looking confused or lost, you know, they would try to help. And if they couldn't speak enough English, they would get somebody. You know, and
you know, that's the same thing with money. I remember when I was in Mexico earlier this year, and I did not study on the denomination, but even though I was on the resort, the stores on this resort, they were privately owned. They, you know, were contracted out. So all the prices were like in pesos.
Mm.
So they were talking about 10,000 pesos.
I know, it was $10. Like, what, $10? You know, but then you find out it's like a penny or something.
And
so panicking.
You know, cash is good. When you're paying in cash and you get change, typically they're going to give you change in their money because they want to hold on to all the American money because American money is a value.
Yeah.
So they want to hold on to it as much as it is possible. So if you don't want the change in their denomination, you could tell them, you know, no, I want American money, and be pleasant about it. But, make sure you know how to convert that money and what they charge. You know, I used to travel with traveler's checks, and I thought, I'm like, what happened to the traveler's
check? I know, they don't even talk about them anymore. I wonder if they still use them. They don't print it like they used to.
I did do some research, and I found a couple of videos that talk about money.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one that I found on traveler's checks, and I'm just going to share the screen. If you don't mind.
Okay.
Is it sharing?
All right, hold on. There we go. There we go.
Oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
Carrying cash isn't the only way to pay for things when you take a trip. Using traveler's checks and more modern options like credit and debit cards can be more convenient and secure when you're paying on the go. You could exchange cash for traveler's checks, sometimes for a fee at a bank before your trip. They spend by cash in places that accept them. But unlike cash, they might come with unique serial numbers and signature verifications that could help you get a refund if your checks are lost or stolen. The debit and credit cards you're already using at home can come in handy on your trip too. With security features that can help protect against fraud, they can help you keep your money safer.
Oh,
and your debit card lets you withdraw cash from an ATM when you need it. Cards with chips and mobile wallets offer modern-day convenience and security features that let you pay in an instant. With options like traveler's checks, credit and debit cards, and digital payments to pay on the go, you have a variety of convenient ways to pay while on your trip.
Yes, you do. And I like that, but you notice that they said people are using their credit cards now.
Yeah, plastic has replaced a lot of things.
Yes. So I say, wow. And credit cards, you know, that's another big animal. And here is another video I want to talk to you about with these credit cards and how to navigate with them. Let's see here. Here we go. Okay.
Points and miles are how to earn them and how to burn them. Well, I mean, how to use them, burn them, whatever.
Okay, I think that. There's more than one peripheral in my home being used.
Yeah, it might take a minute to
to
you know we do.
All right, let's do it. Welcome to PowerPointers, the show where I'll be guiding you through everything you need to know to get started in the points and miles game.
Yeah.
Let's jump right into it. What are points and miles? Simply put, points and miles are a type of currency. There are three important categories of points and miles. Airline miles, which can be used to pay for airline flights with a specific carrier. Hotel points, which can be used to pay for hotel stays with a specific chain. And credit card points, which can be used for a number of things, including cash back, statement credits, paid travel, and more. The industries of credit cards, airlines, and hotels are closely intertwined, and the point of the whole hobby is to use those currencies to travel the world for little to no out-of-pocket cost. Using your points and miles to travel is what we call an award redemption. You're going to be hearing that term floating around a lot. A key strategy here is understanding that points and miles currencies are all worth a certain amount of actual money. However, not all points and miles are created equal, and the value behind them varies depending on the program.
Mm-hmm.
For example, TPG currently values American Airlines miles at 1.4 cents per mile, while we value Delta Sky miles at 1.2 cents per mile. This means that, generally speaking, your American miles will get you more value than your Delta miles when you're using them to book a flight. Cool, so we got that covered. Now, how do you earn points and miles? You earn points and miles anytime you sign up for an airline or hotel loyalty program and either book a flight with that airline or book a stay with that hotel chain. But the easiest way to earn them is by making purchases using a rewards credit card. Before I started working at the points guy, I used to pay for everything using my debit card. And I've since learned that at TPG, using your debit card to pay for anything at all is sacrilege. The reason being, debit cards have no point. Pun intended. Anytime you use a debit card, you're spending money and not getting back anything in return. But on the other hand, when you use a rewards credit card, anytime you spend money on anything, you get back valuable points and miles that you can put towards your next getaway. And when I say spend money on anything, I mean anything. Online shopping, points, groceries, points, your millionth takeout order of the week. You just supported a local business, and you got points. Depending on the type of card you have, certain spend categories might even get you bonus points. For instance, some cards offer bonus points when you spend on gas, and other cards offer bonus points when you spend on dining. But before we go any further, let me state the cardinal rule of the points and miles game, one that is never to be broken. The rule is this: always pay your credit card bill on time and in full every single month. Never, ever spend more than you can afford with a credit card or buy things that you wouldn't have just bought in plain cash. This rule is so important, it took a top spot on our list of 10 commandments for travel rewards credit cards. Okay, so you opened up a rewards credit card, you put some charges on it, you paid off your bill on time and in full, and now you racked up a whole bunch of points. Sweet. So how can you use those points to book a trip? This varies depending on the credit card issuer, but most credit card programs allow for some type of direct redemption of their points via an online portal. Generally speaking, through this portal, you would pay for your flights or your hotels using your points instead of paying with cash, which again is what we call an award redemption. The whole fun of the points and miles game is to keep cash in your pocket when booking a trip, or even better, using your points and miles for a flight or hotel room that you couldn't or wouldn't want to buy with cash. So you're often going to get the most bang for your buck if you use your points and miles on the price of your luxury flights and hotel stays. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to personal preference. There are exceptions.
Yeah, so we kind of get the gist of that.
You know, it's interesting because I think I earned some points with Southwest because I always travel Southwest, you know, because I go to my sister's house in Boston for a while. My daughter and I, we were going like every year. So I, you know, flying Southwest and had built up some points. And I actually took one trip where I was able to reduce the price using some points. But I really didn't know how the point thing worked. And I've got some cards sent to me by different, you know, hotel chains and stuff. I haven't used it yet, though, because I don't really know how it works. So I'm thinking what I need to do is kind of pay attention to the savings that I could have in traveling or booking hotels and things like that, because, I mean, the opportunity is there. And, yeah. And I think the thing that probably people should do is pay attention to what you're spending and what you could save. Like when you get offered these things, don't just dismiss it like, don't be bothered. You know, really do the math and figure out what you
pay
could
attention.
To
read the fine print on each page. I've got one more video that I wanted to share that might answer some of those questions. Let's see. Hold on. This is... You know, I'm not real good with the technical thing.
Oh, you're getting better. You're getting better, though. See? I mean, hey, we shared a couple of videos today. You're doing good.
Is this it?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Okay, see? I got
it.
Hey, my name is Mark Ramos, and today we're going over some good cards to have in your wallet.
Oh, here
Let's
we go.
The whole fun in having a credit card to earn points and miles is that the money that you spend normally on everyday expenses has added value as it gets you closer to your next trip. Needless to say, though, there are a ton of credit cards out there, and it can be super hard to figure out which one's the best for you. But don't worry, because that is why I'm here. The key here is to choose a rewards credit card based on your travel needs and your spending habits. Do you mostly travel to Europe or to Asia? Well, then a Southwest credit card isn't going to do you much good, even if there's a great sign-up bonus. Why? Well, because Southwest doesn't fly to Europe or Asia.
Yeah.
Right. It does not. And they give you a good rewards program. But if your focus within the year, because there are some time limits, as we go forward, we'll learn that there's some time limits on when you can use
or does the partner with an airline does. But if you eat out often, then going with a credit card that will give you bonus points for dining might be the way to go. We here at TPG recommend that you set a travel goal first, such as taking the family to Disney World, spending a week in Paris, or even vacationing in Hawaii.
Planning.
And then start looking at credit cards that can help you earn the points needed to make that happen. Getting a card that earns transferable points is a great place to begin, since you can transfer these points to airlines and hotels or book through a portal. If you want to learn more about transferable points, I've linked another episode of Power Pointers in the cards above. Some of our favorite credit card programs at TPG come from Chase, American Express, Capital One, and Citi. Let's start off with Chase. Chase is a very popular credit card issuer and offers several great cards, especially for beginners. While some of its cards only offer cash back, others are point-earning cards that allow you to redeem points directly for travel or transfer points to hotel and airline partners. Some of Chase's most notable partners are British Airways, United, Hyatt, and Marriott.
Okay.
We're going to be focusing on the points earning cards. We've got the Chase Sapphire Reserve and the Sapphire Preferred. The Chase Sapphire Preferred has an annual fee of $95 and an intro offer of 60,000 points, which TPG values at around $1,200 in travel.
But you got to spend $4,000.
This card can earn $500 spent on travel through their portal, Chase Ultimate Rewards, 3 points per dollar spent on dining, 2 points per dollar spent on all of the travel purchases, and 1 point per dollar spent on anything else. You'll get premium travel protection benefits, including trip cancellation insurance, primary car rental insurance, and lost luggage insurance. You'll also get a $50 hotel statement credit, among a bunch of other perks. The Chase app I reserve takes the perks of the preferred and kicks them up a few notches.
Mm.
It comes in at a steeper annual fee of $550 and an intro offer of 50,000 points. But with this card, you can earn 10x total points on hotels and car rentals when you purchase travel through Chase Ultimate Rewards. You can earn 5x total points on air travel through Chase Ultimate Rewards, 3x points on other travel and dining, and 1 point per dollar spent on all other purchases. You'll get 50% more value when you redeem your points for travel through Chase's portal, and you'll also get a $300 annual travel credit as reimbursement for travel purchases charged to your card each account anniversary year.
Now that's good.
For a full list of credits and benefits for both credit cards, check out the links in the description. Next up, we have American Express. American Express has a lot of solid cards to choose from, as well as a great rewards program and transfer partners, such as Delta, JetBlue, and Marriott. Today we'll be focusing on the American Express Gold and Platinum cards. The American Express Gold card has an annual fee of $250 and an intro offer of 60,000 points. With this card, you can earn 4X membership rewards points at restaurants plus takeout and delivery. 4X.
I want you to notice in the introductory offer that 60,000 points after you spend $4,000 on eligible purchases with your new card within the first 6 months.
Oh, okay. So, it's good to get that if you already are planning to spend that kind of money within the first 6 months.
U.S. supermarkets and 3X membership rewards points on flights booked directly with airlines or on AmexTravel.com. You'll also get an up to $120 annual dining credit and an up to $120 annual credit in Uber Cash for Uber Eats orders or Uber rides in the U.S. The Platinum card from American Express has an annual fee of $695 and an intro offer of 100,000 points.
Wow.
The TBG values at around $2,000. With this card, you can earn 5X membership rewards points for flights booked directly with airlines or American Express Travel, and you can earn 5X membership rewards points on prepaid hotels also booked with American Express Travel. It also comes with access to a premium concierge service that can help you with everything from booking hard-to-get reservations to booking destination guides that can help you plan out your next getaway. On top of that, it comes with a long list of benefits, including access to Centurion lounges, complimentary elite status with Hilton and Marriott, at least $1,400 in assorted annual statement credits, and so much more. Next on the list is Capital One. Capital One has been gaining popularity ever since it added the ability to transfer miles earned on the Spark and Venture card families to airline partners. Right now, we're going to be focusing on the Venture Rewards card and the Venture X card. The Venture Rewards card has an annual fee of $95 and an intro offer of 60,000 miles.
Mm.
With this card, you can earn 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel and unlimited 2X miles on every other purchase every day.
Mm-hmm.
The Venture X card has an annual fee of $395 and an intro offer of 75,000 miles. With this card, you can earn unlimited 10X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel, 5X miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and unlimited 2X miles on all of the purchases. You'll get 10,000 bonus miles every year starting on your first account anniversary. You'll also get access to all-inclusive amenities at the Capital One Lounge and more than 1,300 Priority Pass lounges worldwide, among other perks. Finally, we have Citi. Over the last couple of years, Citi has adjusted its credit card portfolio in an attempt to stay competitive with both Chase and American Express. Today, we're going to be looking at the Citi Rewards Plus and the Citi Premier cards. The Citi Rewards Plus card comes with an intro offer of 20,000 points and does not have an annual fee, which could be appealing to those who are still unsure of how they're going to lean into the rewards game. With this card, you'll earn 2X thank you points at supermarkets and gas stations for the first $6,000 per year, and then 1X points thereafter. And you'll also earn 1X thank you points on all other purchases. The Citi Premier card has an annual fee of $95 and an intro offer of 60,000 points. With this card, you can earn 3 points per dollar spent on restaurants and supermarkets, 3 points per dollar spent at gas stations, hotels, and air travel, and 1 point per dollar spent on all other purchases. You'll also get a $100 annual hotel savings benefit, among other perks. So as you can see, there are a ton of great options out there. But as always, you should do your homework and go with the option that best suits your lifestyle.
Yes.
So to recap, set a travel goal first and then start looking at credit cards that can help you earn the points and miles needed to make that happen. Remember that typically the higher the fee on the card, the more credits and benefits you'll get. But the more credits and benefits you get, the more you'll need to be ready, willing, and able to use them to make that fee worthwhile.
Yes.
And if you're not quite ready to dive in head first, we recommend starting off with one of the smaller fee cards to get used to leveraging all those credit card perks.
Yeah.
That's it for today, but if you like this video,
give it a thumbs up and hit the subscribe button for more. I love it.
Yeah, that was very helpful because I was trying to figure out, and I'll probably talk to my banker about this. I got two of those cards I have. And you know how people always send you the offers in the mail.
Offers.
Oh, you get this? I'm like, nah, I'm doing all that. But actually, after listening to him, I can see how I could easily use my business bank card and you know, probably get it set up where I'm getting points back for gas, for travel.
Yes. Yes.
You know, for food. So, you know, because all these are business expenses. And then when I file taxes at the end of the year, you know, you got a record of everything because it's right on that same card and it's a business deduction and you're getting points. So I thought, oh, okay, I need to know how to work the system.
You need to. You know, and I'm glad you brought up using the banker. The banker is there to help you. It's more than just a transaction.
Yeah.
You come to cash a check or something. You sit down and you build a relationship with your banker. It's like building a relationship with an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be able to afford an accountant, but that banker is already working for you.
Yep. And they can tell you how to get the biggest
that
bank
money
for your buck. Yep, that's right. So, yep.
Yes.
We got to take
you
one last.
Okay.
Definitely. We got to take one last break, but we'll be right back. And talk more about travel and spending money and saving money.
I love it.
Yes. I learned something new today, so now I can put it to use and earn some money.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Community and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Tragedies that you've had in life. You've had them, recognize them, but be allow them to make you stronger,
right,
and not to be stuck into your cocoon. I know it may be challenging, but again, that's why you come to the Female Solution every day. There's
absolutely
some type of solution that we're helping you with each and every day. And even this week has been a dark week.
Mm.
But it is important for you to know you are not alone.
You're not alone, yes.
But not alone.
Yes.
And invest in yourself and travel.
Absolutely. You know, and everybody makes mistakes financially before we know any better. The thing about mistakes is that if you look at it as a learning opportunity, then you can pass it on. There are a lot of mistakes. I know there's a tendency to want to make our children think we're perfect, we never did anything wrong, because we don't want,
right,
you know, to look like we don't have the moral authority to tell them what to do. But really, making mistakes is the best way that you can show a child how you do have the
right
wisdom, because you did make the mistakes. So I've made some financial mistakes, you know, early on. There was nobody in my family who'd ever run a business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that I knew in terms of leadership in the community, well, you know, they were from the church. And that's, you know, that's not a bad thing, but it's not a business thing either.
It's
you know, it should be,
thing,
but they just didn't know. I mean, you know, okay, we know how to ask for donations, but we don't know how to set up a system where you're buying and selling and, you know, paying taxes.
And making those donations count.
Yeah.
You know, effectively spending to or investing.
Yes.
And investing in the community and showing the community, because that is part of what the church's message should be.
Yeah.
The church as a community, what their message should be to make sure that their congregants live better lives.
Yeah.
And finances is a huge
part. That is. That
of
is. Now, you have some progressive preachers who understand that. They have classes. They have all kinds of things that they're doing to help people. They might even set up a credit union. I mean, they have all kinds of ways to actually address what's needed. It just depends on the awareness level of the person in charge.
The pastor.
And if he's willing to listen to members who might have more experience in those things. Because the business people in your congregation, they're not just there to beg, you know, for more money because they got it. I mean, they have skills that they could be sharing with people.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know how to set up their taxes so that they're paying less and getting back more, you know. And you need to know these things. There really is a system that is helpful for us. We just need to know how to work it. And
so if
we have people who will tell us these things, then we can make good decisions. Now, you know, I think that was good advice to wait until you're getting ready to go on a trip so that you can then apply for the cards that will benefit you by spending the money that you were going to spend anyway, opposed to getting the card
that
you know you ain't going to have no money to go nowhere for the next 10 years. Well, that's not going to help you then. You know,
and that's not when you going somewhere next week. You got to fill out for that card.
Yeah, give yourself time. Yes.
Right. You have to know. Give yourself time, a year, 2 years, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and utilize that information.
Yeah.
We have to use our knowledge and use our skills and share. That's another part of being strengthening the community, sharing.
Yeah.
I look at how many people pass on in a congregation, and you got to pass around the pot to collect to bury them. Now, some people don't believe in life insurance. Some people use life insurance to their advantage.
And you can get the kind of policy that can pay you an income as well. You know,
yes.
So talk to
yes.
your insurance agent about that. Set it up so that you're not just paying and paying and paying. I mean, we had a sister that just went through that. That had been paying into a $10,000 life insurance policy. You know, her husband kind of went through a thing and wasn't
right.
able to keep it up. And months before he passed away, the insurance policy lapsed. But what about all that money they paid into it? So, I mean, insurance companies, they're in business to make money as well. And if you notice, they don't finance insurance for people after age 85 because they figure you're probably closer to death and we ain't paying for that. So you got to realize if you don't have a policy that converts to some kind of money that you can get that if you live past 85, then that's money gone. So
right.
It doesn't pay for you to have life insurance.
You have to pay attention.
If you have longevity.
Some folks say, get your insurance policy and borrow from it.
Yeah, borrow from it before it expires because you didn't expire.
Right. But
so
remember that whatever you borrowed, they're going to subtract that from your policy. But you think about it. You add up the math.
Yeah.
If you got an insurance policy, a $10,000 insurance policy, and you're paying $80 a month, and over the course of how many years you're going to have...
You paid for it plus.
Plus some.
Yeah.
So take that and maybe
build from it.
Your wishes to go once your body has expired, however you want the ceremony to be, put that in place. Start paying on it with whoever you want to do, and don't worry about that. I know some churches were talking about had insurance agents come and do workshops for the congregation, and the congregation as a whole had purchased policies for their members.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one big group policy. And if you were a member and you paid into it, you were part of that. So once you expired, that money was there already in place for you. So there are different clever ways. There are many insurance agents. Remember, when the insurance agent comes to you, they're there to sell you their best for them to get the most in return.
Absolutely.
So you got to pay attention.
Right.
And don't just go with one because they're your friend.
Yeah, you're your friend. The policy's cheap. You know, look at what benefits you can get out of it. If you can get if you can get some money from it, because ideally you don't want all the money going to the people who you leave behind. You want to spend it, because if you've been paying into it for a long time, that's an investment. You need to make sure that you can get paid from that. You can borrow from it. You can get a portion of it coming to you, dividends, whatever it is. But your insurance agent should be able to set it up so that you benefit from a policy that you're paying for over a long period of time. And people are living longer. What was it, Jody said? You can live to be 120 years old? Well, I plan to do that if I can.
Yeah.
So,
and
I need
peacefully.
Yes.
With your oil.
That's right. Yeah.
I was burning oil yesterday.
Yes.
It helps.
It does. So plan to live comfortably in those last years. You know, pay attention. All the financial things. And I just so admire elderly women and men that I see going on some of these cruises and trips. I mean, they're living their best life in their senior years, traveling all over the world, because now they can do it. They're retired. The children are grown, raised, grown, everything.
Right.
But see, if you plan your finances, you can do that. You're not still 80 years old and got to get a part-time job at McDonald's because you didn't figure out how to save your money or put it into something that could pay you later on. Do not make those mistakes early in life, because later on, you know, you reap what you sow, and you don't reap what you didn't sow. So.
Yeah. I got a cousin that she lives in another state, and I looked up on social media and saw her pictures of the pyramids.
Wait.
She and her husband, now with a group, just independently went to see the pyramids, and they don't have any small children. You know, the grandchildren are with the parents.
Yeah.
And she was caretaking for her mom, but her mom has gone on.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's got this time.
Yep.
Hey. Do what
enjoy
life.
Yeah.
And if you spend some money and you got some bills, oh well.
Yeah, that's all right. But long as you got enough to keep yourself going. But enjoy your life.
Enjoy your life.
You know,
that's all you've got.
Yeah.
That's all you've got. You've been here. You've gone through the challenges. You've gone through the storms. And now you're going to sit and you're going to worry about you got to eat little bitty portions because you don't have the income, or you're afraid of dying and owing somebody.
They'll be all right if you, oh, hey, you know what, they'll be fine.
If you have children, if you haven't set them up for whatever you want them to have, trust and believe whatever you leave, they're going to argue over it. They're going to fight over it. The lawyer's going to get most of it. And you sacrifice. You didn't go on that trip because you didn't want to spend that money.
Yep. All the fun you didn't have because you didn't plan. Yeah.
Here's a tip. I don't know if they still do it, but Catholic Charities had insurance policies for children.
Ooh.
And when my children, well, they all grown and 30. But I was paying $25 a year.
Wow.
For a $5,000 policy.
Wow. You can go to $5,000.
It's one of those
charitable organizations.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
But, you know, look at the things like
policy.
That. Yeah.
But, you know, insurance is... As you travel, the travel insurance, they have the death and dismemberment. You know, God forbid, but dismemberment could be one leg, one arm,
one finger,
or one eye.
Hey, that's right.
Or your death, and then that's an additional policy. So even if you have someone who passed on, and they passed on through an accident, a common carrier can't be like if you were part of a war or anything like that. Look into that to see if they had these credit cards. Look at these credit cards and see if any of them had policies that cover that.
Right. I know AAA's got a life insurance policy, and then they keep sending me the papers. At some point, I'm gonna look at it because you know that might be beneficial. You know the. Travel and life, you know, I mean, they may have something worth looking into that would be beneficial. So that's the thing, is to find ways, and this is really a very informative show because, you know, I think of all the offers that I get that I probably just dismiss, but there's some value. I should examine them.
Shred those envelopes too.
Oh,
you know,
somebody else apply in my name and get the benefits and ain't even me. So I need to do that.
Right, they gone on to the to the pyramids.
I know they in the pyramid taking photos.
The pyramids, what?
yep. Make sure to shred them offers.
It was a pleasure. Continue to celebrate life.
Yes.
I love it. Being with you. I love being a sister. And I thank you so graciously to my other sisters and their hard work that they pull together each and every day to bring life and answers and solutions to us. And it is the female solution. And I thank our men who bring their lives and solutions as well. We appreciate you. We love you.
Well, all right.
We'll see you again soon.
We'll be back. Join us. Come on back tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for Soul Purpose Healing with Viata on the Female Solution. See you next time.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution.
On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, merci. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.